Monday the 6th of April, Yud Beis Nissen, Rabbi Ben Zion White, Seder Night, Halachic Highlights.
I just first wanted to take this opportunity still to wish a belated Berachas Mazel Tov for the, I think it was the recent 1000th Shia, I started the Eretz Way, and also to add my own Berachas Hedyot that started the Eretz Way, and it's wonderful. Of organizers and participants, and of course the listeners, should be zeicher to continue to go mechayel choyel. The famous Gaon, Rabbi Chana Wasserman, Zechasadik Rebrocha, had a Kabbalah, B'shem Vilna Gaon, that on Leil HaSeder we are mechayim no fewer than 64 mitzvahs. The cheshbon of 64 mitzvahs entails because each brucha that you make on the mitzvah is itself a mitzvah. So it's difficult to go through 64 highlights for the 64 mitzvahs, but I'd like to start with Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. The mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, which we are mekayim on Leil HaSeder, differs from the nightly mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Brisker Rav, Zechariah Brucher, used to say that his father, Reb Chaim Brisker, every year at the Seder would point out to his family in which way Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim of Leil HaSeder differs from Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which we have in Kriyat Shema every night. And he said there were three main differences. The first difference is that whereas the mitzvah Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is merely to remember the inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim, with Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, which we have on Pesach night, besides the fact that we elaborate on Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's also done derech shalma etshuva. V'hoyu ki sholcha bilcha mocha leima ma'al zoyis v'ma'atu elov. This is the inyan of the Derech Shalat and Shuba, which starts off with the Ma'anesh Dana, and which the father answers by explaining how the Avodah Meyinu, Leparibu Mitzrayim, and the rest of the Agodah, how that answers the Kashas. It's very important to answer the Kashas and to explain why we have the differences that the son has pointed out in his Ma'anesh Dana. So that's the first difference, the fact that it's done Derech Shalat and Shuba. In fact, you see in the Rishonim that if someone who's sitting without his children at the table would then ask his wife or another member of the family or another participant, and even if he's sitting on his own, he asks himself the kashas because the Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim needs to come out derech shalat tshuva. The second difference is that whereas Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim on its own, Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, Chazal tell us that we need to go back and tell the whole Hishtalshelus, the sequence of events that led to the fact that the Yidden found themselves in Mitzrayim, and why it was that the Shvutim needed to come down to Mitzrayim. So we really start from before to explain what we were doing in Mitzrayim and why we found ourselves there. And the third difference is that we say the Umar Rabbi Gamliel, Kol Shalom Shleshet Brumei Pesach La'yotzadei Chavusay, and we explain why Pesach night is Pesach Zushon Eichlam Al Shimmo, and Matzah Zushon Eichlam Al Shimmo, and Mora. We explain the Tamim of the mitzvahs which one is Mekayim Leil HaSeder. And once one has finished that, then one gives Shebech V'Hodoyah through Halal for the Nisim that took place with Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Emek Brocha points out that based on this, if you examine the Haggadah, you see that the Haggadah isn't merely a collection, a random collection of Midrashim, Mamorei Chazal, and Psukim, but the Baal Haggadah has done this with a Seder in order to show you that Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim differs from Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim of every night. And he starts off with Omer Blus ben Azaria, Har Ani ke ben Shimon Shona Gleizachus, Gleizachis shitay Omer Tzis mit Sain Balaylois, Achidosh ben Zoymo, and he starts off with the Inyan of Zechiras Yitzis Mitzrayim, which is the nightly mitzvah, and then goes on to explain, so why, with what is tonight different than the Zechiras Yitzis Mitzrayim of every night? So he explains, Keneged Abo Bonim Divrei Torah. This is the Keneged Abo Bonim that we need to explain to the Abo Bonim, according, each one according to his level, according to how he asks. We answer and explain to him the mitzvah of the Inyan of Sipi Yitzis Mitzrayim. And then we go on and we say, it isn't just Zechiras Yitzis Mitzrayim, it's Mitchila Oivda Avodah Zorah Hoy Abiseinu, Arami Oibidubi. We go back and we say the whole Hishtalshalas, how it came about that the Shvutim came down to Mitzrayim. And then we finish off with the third difference, which is the member of Ragamriel, Kol Shlo Yomar Shloisha Dvorim Eilu B'Pesach Lo Yotzi Dei Chavosai Pesach Matzah Molah. So the Baal Haggadah has in the Haggadah incorporated and pointed out these differences between Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim and Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. And when we finish, we say, Lefichach Anachni, now that we've explained the differences and we understand what the Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim were, we say, Lefichach Anachni Chayivun Lohidus Lahalal, Lishabeach, Lefur Lahadil Lahidah, La'ali Lekaleis Alkala Nisim Hu'ela, which is the introduction to Hallel, which is the Shevach Vayduya for the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, we see in the Rishonim, one was Mekayim, through the senior member of the household would say loud the Haggadah, and the others would listen in, following from their Haggadahs. And it's clear that just as we are Mekayim, the mitzvah of Kiddush, Friday night, and the mitzvah of Zechiras Amulek through the Kriya of Zucha Asha Osulcha Amulek and Kriyas HaMegillah. In other words, any mitzvah which is dependent on speech, where the Maisa HaMitzvah is to say whatever needs saying for that mitzvah, we are Mekayim usually through one person saying it, and the others listening in, and through their listening in and paying attention and following their Mekayim the Mitzvah. And that is the klal of Shemeya Ka'ona. Shemeya Ka'ona means if you listen in and you have Kavuna to be Yoitza, you are Yoitza, and you're Yoitza at the same level as the person who's saying it. It makes no difference whether you're saying it or listening. The level of Kiyum HaMitzvah is the same. It's not a B'diyevet in any way. So as far as the mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's clear that if you listen in to the Haggadah, you're Yotze the mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the chelik of the Haggadah, which pertains to V'gadatol Levinchu Bayuma Huleimoy, that is not so clear that one can be Yotze through Shemei Ka'ona, meaning that Baruch Hashem nowadays we have great-grandfathers and grandfathers who are sitting at the head of the table, and they are leading the Amiris HaGodah, they are leading off, as they say in Yiddish, they fear in the Seder, and then you've got the middle generation who is sitting with their Cheretz and listening in, and you've got the grandchildren. Now, the Poskim, the contemporary Poskim, talk about these middle generations, who they themselves have got the mitzvah of Vigadatul Levincha, are they going to be Yoitza through listening and hearing the Haggadah and the explanation of the Haggadah from their fathers through Shemeya Ka'ona, or do they need to actually join in and have be Mekayim the Vigadatul Levincha themselves and not rely on Shemeya Ka'ona? Now, why should we say that the chelik of the Vigadat Levincha, you cannot be Yotze through Shemeya Ka'ona? Why should that be different than Kiddush? Why should it be different than the Kriyas HaMegillah or Parsha Zucha, where the Baal Kora lanes and everybody listens in? Why should you have to say that they need to explain to their next generation themselves the Inyan of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim? There's a Gemara in Yevumos, and the Gemara says there that a man and a woman who can hear but not speak, and they are a yibum v'yibuma. That means they would need to do yibum, but they're not going to do yibum. They're going to do chalitza. So the Gemara discusses there whether they can be mekayim the mitzvah of chalitza, whether they've got that option of chalitza. The problem being that in the pusuk in Parshas Kisetze, where the pusuk tells us about how to be mekayim the mitzvah of chalitza, the pusuk says at several psukim that the yavum and the yavuma need to say. They come into Besdin and she says, Lo yovo yabmi. He doesn't want to be miyabmi. And he says, Lo yichufat di lekachto. And then afterwards he says, Kucho yo'osa le'esha shle yukim ishei muchiv. So the pusuk gives us several psukim that they need to say. And in the first instance, the Gemara wants to say that if they can't say those psukim, they can't be mekayim the mitzvah of chalitza, and they haven't got the option of chalitza. And then the Gemara says no. That be'emes, in the first instance, one needs to say those psukim, but if they're unable to, it's still not possible. The Gemara says no. We follow the ruling of Rav Zeira. And Rav Zeira says, Kavarui lebila, ein bila ma'kebes boy, v'chol she'enarui lebila, bila ma'kebes boy. And that is a klal in Shas. This Reb Zeira is talking about a Gemara Menuchas. The Gemara says there, if somebody makes a neder that he wants to bring 60 esroinim, which is a large measure of flour and oil mixed together, as a kav mincha. So there's no problem. He measures out 60 esroinim and puts it into a large vessel and brings it as a kav mincha. However, if he says he wants to bring 61 esroinim, the Gemara says, now you've got a problem. You've got to put 60 in one vessel, and then the last one in a separate vessel. Why? Because Chazal had a Kabbalah, they had a tradition, that up to 60 Esroinim can mix well in a single vessel. Once you try to mix 61 parts of oil and flour together, it doesn't mix well. So the mela, it won't mix properly, so you have to split it up as 60 in one vessel and one in the other vessel. So the Gemara says, but we know that loy bolol is kosher. You need to mix it, but even if you don't mix it, and you bring it together, oil, on the flour, it's still not possible. Omar Abzeira, no. If you could have mixed it, and it would mix well, and you didn't mix it, it's not possible. But if you're not able to mix it, because it's not suitable for mixing, it doesn't allow itself to be mixed, because Chazal say that 61 cannot be mixed, it would be possible. So therefore, you have to bring it in two separate kelim and split it. It should theoretically be possible for it to be mixed, and even if you didn't mix it then it's not possible. And that is the klal shas, that if you cannot do it, then it can invalidate whatever you need to do. So the Gemara wants to say the same thing as over here. The Ilim and Ilim is they cannot say the Psukim. If they cannot say the Psukim, then it's Pusul. Even though another couple who omitted to say the Psukim, their Chalitza would not be Pusul. And that's the Halucha in Shulchan Aruch. However, inside the Shulchan Aruch, there's a Hagos Yad Avrom, and the Yad Avrom says that he doesn't understand the problem. What's the problem? We've got here in Besdin, Ilim ve'ilemes, who cannot say the psukim. Well, whisk them round to another Besdin round the corner, where there's a similar chalitza ceremony in progress, and let them listen in to the psukim of the other Yovam ve'yavoma, and they will be makayim, those psukim, through Shemea Ka'ona. And the Yad Avrom seems to hold that you could do that. And you would be, they would be mekayim the mitzvah. However, the Pesh Pesach Frank and Har Tzvi says from the Gemara and from the Halacha and Shulchan Aruch, it appears that option is not available, otherwise somebody ought to have mentioned it. And the reason why it's not available, he says, and this is his Chiddush, that Shomea Ka'ona, this klal, that listening in is as if you said it yourself, does not always work. It only works when your Chiv is between you and Shumayim. Kiddush, you need to make Kiddush, because you've got a mitzvah by Shumayim to make Kiddush. So you're going to make Kiddush. Somebody else in the room has got the same mitzvah. If he listens in, it's as if he would have made Kiddush. That's Shumayim Ka'ona. However, if what you need, your mitzvah, is not lashumayim. In the case of the Yuvam Yavuma, when she comes in, she needs to say, Me'ein Yavbi. She's not saying that lashumayim, she's saying it to the Bezdin and to the other Eidim who are standing there. That's nothing to do with Shemayim. They need to her to hear her say that her Yavum doesn't want to do Yavum. Listening in to another couple saying that has nothing to do with it. The best they have to hear it from her. Shemaya Ka'ona cannot work. And in fact, the Stipler in his Hagos and Sechtes Bruchas says the same thing without bringing any Raya. He says it's a double pushut that if your mitzvah is that somebody else needs to hear what you're saying, then listening in to somebody else is not going to help. And he brings an example. There is a din that in the 7th in Shmita year, there's a mitzvah that a din in Shulchan Aruch that if somebody didn't write a prosbul, if his loiver comes and wants to repay a loan, he has to say, Mishamat Ayulacha, I release you from the loan. I didn't write a prosbul, I'm not allowed to take the money, I release you. So he says, the stipend says, a double portion. If this happens to the Mushlim Besmedrish, the loiver comes up to this fellow in Besmedrish, and alongside him there's the same thing happening with another loiver coming up to a malva. So he doesn't say anything, but as this malva says to his loiver, I release you, Mishamdan Nilucho, he wants to be Mekayim that din through Shemaya Ka'ona. So the Stipend says, it's ridiculous. Of course Shemaya Ka'ona is not going to work, because his loiver needs to hear it for him. If he can't listen in as an other loiver malva playing out the same spiel, it's nothing to do with this malva loiver. You've got to hear it from the person who you need to hear it from. L'choyra, according to that, the mitzvah v'gadatol levinuchu b'yom hu leimer is poshut, that the Torah wanted, that the tradition that the father was mekabel from his father, he now passes on to his son. Listening in, and the son needs to hear it from the father. So listening in to another generation, even if it's another generation, and to be Mekayim, that chelik of v'gadatol levinuchu b'yom hu leimer is not so clear that it's going to be effective. So l'chayla, to be absolutely sure that you're Mekayim, the mitzvah of God of the Bincha, you would need to yourself also join in and to explain to the children the Inim Sipsa Mitzvah Mitzrayim without relying on the grandfather or great-grandfather. The Bnei Soscha brings in his Sefer Derech Pekudecha that the Torah says v'gadato levinucha b'yom u'leimoy, and the Torah uses the Lushan v'higadato, not v'omarto. And he says that the Lushan v'higadato is the root of v'higadato is God, Gimel Dalet, Bo God, Mazel, success. God is a Lushan of the Torah, Bo God of success, in Aramaic. So he says that if you hear about Darshan and Shul, and he hasn't made a huge impact on you, then when you get home, not only do you have no inclination to repeat what he said, but you can barely remember what the point was that he made. However, if it's a Maggid who illustrates his point with Mishulim, an interesting Mamor Chazal, and makes an impression on you, then when you get home, you can barely contain yourself to repeat what you've heard, because it's made such an impression on you. So he says, V'gadato levincho, meloshen gad, from success, that you're giving over to the son should be, the sipitis Mitzrayim should be with such success, leimoyer, that the son should want to repeat it to others, because it's made such an impression on him. Now, the Chazal, in Haggadah, with Kaveya, through the man Shtana, that is the way that the son asks the questions for the father to answer. Now, I'm sure that every one of you have got their own kashas on the man Shtana itself, because the man Shtana has got with it many difficulties. There appears to be things that the son has not noticed, obvious things that he's not noticed. He doesn't ask about the Dalet Kosis. And then there's things that he's noticed, which L'chayra, how on earth did he notice them? How did he know it's Shtei Pa'omim? Because merely he sees the salt water and the charoses, so he knows already it's going to be Shtei Pa'omim. How does he know that there's something strange about eating matzah tonight? He himself says, only open chumetz, bein matzah. So tonight we're eating matzah. Why does he find it so strange? Tonight we're sitting besubim. He says himself that some nights we sit like this, other nights we don't sit like that. So tonight we are. Why does he find it so strange that he asks these kashas? Now, there's another kasha that's bothered me for years, and that is that in English we translate Ma'anishtana halayla zeh mikol halaylos. Why is this night different from all other nights? In the Yiddish Sukman, Favus denach from Pesach andish. Now, I'm sorry to tell you, but we've been cheating all these years, because Ma'anishtana is not why is this night different. In Loshon HaKodesh, you would say Lomo Nishtana Halayla Hazeh Mikol Halayla. It's not Ma Nishtana. Ma Nishtana means what is this night different? Now, what the difference is, he knows very well, because he's saying there's at least four differences that he's aware of. So he's not asking what the difference is, he's asking why is it different? So if he's asking why is the difference, why does he use a Loshon of Ma, he should be using the Loshon of Lomo Nishtana. There is a perish at the back of the Yochanan Boyes Mishnayis, and it's got several pages of perish called the Mishnayis, very, very small writing I'm afraid, but he's got there. One of the Mepharshim is Rabbi Yoel Chusid from Amchislov, someone in Russia. This, although he was called Rabbi Yoel Chusid, in fact, he was from the circle of the Vilna Gaon. And he asks several of these questions, although, interestingly enough, he doesn't ask this question about Lomo and Ma. And he's got a brilliant pshat in Ma'anishtana, which I think you'll find is going to answer all the kashas that you can think of the Ma'anishtana. But in order to understand this, we just have to briefly look at the source of the Ma'anishtana, which is a Mishnah at the end of Masechta Psuchim and Arba Psuchim. The Ma'anishtana is actually extracted from that Mishnah. And the Mishnah starts off and says, Moizgin loy kosh sheni. We pour out the second course of wine. V'chan haben shoyel esoviv. And at this point, the son asks the kashas. The maid asks the ben, and if the son is not at the level to ask the kashas, of a melamdai, the father teaches him. And then the Mishnah goes through, ma'anishtana halayla zeh mikol halaylos, and brings down the kashas. They're different, the kashas, because one kashas on the korban Pesach, which we have to change because it's not shayach. But basically, the kashas are there that in the Mishnah. And then the Mishnah finishes off, v'lefi da'atish shel ben over melamdai. Now, the first kasha on this Mishnah is that the order of the Mishnah is very strange, because the Mishnah says, Moizgin loy kosheni, v'chana ben shoyle zoviv. So then the Mishnah said, v'chana ben shoyle zoviv. Now he's asking, what does he ask? Ma'anishtana alayla zeh mikol halaylos. That's what the Mishnah should have said, but the Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says, Moizgin loy kosheni, v'chana ben shoyle zoviv. The main task, the bed of a melamdai. That should come at the end. If the son can't ask the father to teach him. First, the Mishnah should have said, you pour out the second kose, and the son asks the father, ma'anishtana zeh halayla zeh mikol halaylos. And then, when you finish, the Mishnah should say, and if the son couldn't ask, then teach him. But don't say that before the kashas, say it after the kashas. That's one shverkeit in the Mishnah. Another shverkeit in the Mishnah is that Rashi says there, Moizgin loy kosheni, so Rashi says, Kan, at this point, b'mezigas kosheni, when we pour out the second kos, haben, emchochem hu, if the ben is clever, he's intelligent, he's alert, he'll ask, lomo moizgin kosheni yachsha, why are we pouring out the second kos every Friday night, Yontav night, we make kiddush and then we wash, why have we got a second kos all of a sudden? So Rabbi Yochos says, a very good kasha, very good kasha. So why isn't that kasha in the Ma'anishtana? Why is Rashi saying it at the side? Why doesn't the Tana say this kasha in the Ma'anishtana? So the Tana should be saying, the first kasha is, why are we now pouring out this kos? And the Tana doesn't mention this kasha at all. So says Rabbi Yochusid Amur Dikavot, if you examine this Mishnah with Perish Rashi, you see that Rashi is teaching us a completely new pshat of the Ma'anishtana. Rashi is saying, the Ma'anishtana is not the son asking the kashas at all. But the Mishnah is telling us, Moizgin loy kosheni, you pour out the second kos of wine, v'chana ben shoynes uviv, and now the son, being alerted by this pouring out of wine a second time, will ask kashas. So Rashi says, what the mussel will he ask? In Ben Chochemhu, he will ask, why are we pouring out a second cup of wine? And, depending on his level, he'll ask other kashas as well. The Mishnah doesn't say what the son is going to ask, because it depends. Each son will ask kashas, having been alerted by the fact that all of a sudden we're pouring out the second cross of wine, that will trigger off a number of kashas. Finished. That's what the Mishnah says. Then the Mishnah says, but what happens if you're sitting by the Seder and the sun is not at the level yet to ask the kashas? What do you do then? It's silent. You pulled out the cross of wine and the sun isn't saying anything. So the Mishnah says, "Bemein das beben." If the son doesn't ask, over belamdai, the father should teach him. What should the father teach him? The Chazal gave us the manishtana that the father should teach the son who doesn't ask on his own. That's the manishtana. That's why the Mishnah interrupts, because the Mishnah is saying, "Pour out the cup of wine," and then the son should ask the father. Full stop. And he asks whatever he asks. But what happens if he doesn't ask? It may not ask for Ben. Then the father should teach him these four things which the Tanoim were misakin, that the father should point out these differences to the son who has not asked any kashas. So therefore you can't say, why is he asking? How did he know? He didn't know. He didn't know anything. He didn't ask. The Chazal Mekaveya, you point out to him that tonight we're taka only going to eat matzah. Tonight we're going to eat murah. Tonight we're going to dip twice. The father is teaching him that tonight we're going to baptize. He didn't realize anything on his own. And the father teaches him Kalur and Mesubin. So these kashas are all the kashas that not the son is asking the father, but the father is teaching the son who hasn't had reached the level to be able to ask on his own. Now, if you look at that, you see that the Loshen Ma'an Ishtana Mamish makes sense, because im ein das beben, if the son doesn't ask, the father teaches him what the differences are. It's not why is it different. He's teaching him the differences. That's the Ma'an Ishtana. It's just the Baal HaGadol took this out and used this as his entrance into the whole Inyan of Shoyel Tshuva of the Kashis. But essentially, this Ma'an Ishtana, which comes from the Mishnah, was what Chazal were koveya, that the father who wants to point out to the son the differences that the son has not been alert enough to ask, he points out to him and he shows him these differences. And then the Mishnah finishes off, V'mei das beben, and the Mishnah finishes off, Olafi dat hishoben ovav melamdoi. And of course, if the son can absorb more than these four differences, then the father teaches him more. This is just the basic four that Chazal held, that every son who hasn't asked is able to absorb. But if you see he understands more, you take to teach him more. In the Yotzer that we say in Parshas HaChodesh, in Musaf, the Bala Yotzer says there that Nisan is Chodesh Ashi Yeshua's Boy Makifos. It's the month where Yeshua's, the month is encircled, Lushan HaKufa. You go round and round. There's circles and circles. It's encircled with Yeshua's. That's the Pusha Pshat. Chassidim, as you may well expect, have got a slightly different interpretation of the word Hakufa. In Gemara Loshen, the word Hakufa Etzel Chenveni, Hakufa by the shopkeeper, means credit. In other words, the customer comes in and says to the shopkeeper, I need to have Schoira, I need to take away what you are selling. However, I haven't got payment now, but you know that I'm good for it. Within an agreed date, time limit, I will come and pay you. That is called Hakufa, taking something on credit. Klal Yisrael, at the stage of Yetzias Mitzrayim, had no credit whatsoever. Halola oved avodah zorah, v'halola oved avodah zorah. At the time, they weren't able, they had no schosim. However, the Rabbeinu Shem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, bo yitziyachu esuam mimitzrayim, tabdin esuolekim alu horazeh. By the snare, he said that eventually there'll be a kabbalas haTorah, and then there'll be an abundance of schosim, and the Yetzias Mitzrayim was all based on schosim, which came at a much later date, which weren't available at the time. So we say that Nisan is a month where Klal Yisrael had Yeshua's through credit which they paid back later. So we say that even if at the moment we haven't accumulated yet enough schusim for Yeshua, but as Yeshua's Bar Kifos, we want to have the Yeshua's now, and we're good for it that we will repay with schusim later on when we do have it. If you may say Sayyidim as with Sayyidim and with Lois, we should be Zoychit to the Gilishlaim of Mehavim and Yomim.